Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, your host, joined today by Jerry Hamilton of Inside Texas and On3 National. Jerry, from his hotel room in Orlando, Florida, today he's down to see a national high school basketball tournament with some of the nation's top prospects. But Jerry, obviously covering the football recruiting beat for the Longhorns as well. Jerry, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bobby. Waking up with the number two recruiting class in the country, huh?
Yeah, exactly. We're doing this morning early because Jerry's got to get to the workouts for those basketball tournaments. So I want to go ahead and get him on early this morning. And we had a couple things that we wanted to talk about. Jerry and I try to look at recruiting not only in the here and now with you know, what each individual player is doing. That's what we do at Inside Texas and On3. But we also try to look forward to give some the readers and the members some kind of an inkling of where we think this thing is going, right? And I wrote yesterday, you wrote a little bit today about where we think this is going with Texas. Now that they've got all of this momentum, it's very real. A player like Jonte Cook jumps in the boat yesterday, top receiver in the state out of DeSoto, just more proof that this isn't some kind of faux recruiting momentum concocted or whatever. This is very real. And it looks like more guys may be preparing to jump in the boat over the next week or so. We don't know exactly when. But after that, Jerry, what happens next? And that's really what I want to talk a little bit about with you today.
Yeah, sorry if there's bugs flying. I'm in Orlando out by the pool. So, you know, if you've ever been to Central Florida in the summertime, you know there's things buzzing around in your peripheral all the time. But, yeah, I think the interesting thing is going to be, you know, they're going to swing for the fences. I don't think there's any doubt. Look at the recent offers, the Miles McVay, the offensive tackle out of East St. Louis. Bo Davis offered, I think, one of the highest upside defensive linemen in the country out of Moss Point, Mississippi, Jamarius Brown yesterday. And that tells you right there, they're not just going to settle even for the guys that they brought in and the guys that they've previously offered. Texas has sights on the number one class, and they have sights on filling every need with the best player they can, no matter where that takes them. And with all the momentum they have right now, look, Jamarius Brown, think about this yesterday, call offer. It's been in the works for a while. Call offer, set up July 28th weekend visit immediately. I mean, that's where Texas is at right now with their momentum.
Number one player in the state of Mississippi, by the way.
Yes, yes. And a guy who, is he a take for Alabama? I don't know. I can't say that. He's a quiet kid. He doesn't do a lot on social media, but I know he's a take for Auburn, Tennessee, Florida, Arkansas. I mean, so you go down the list. And he's a take for some of the top programs in the Southeast region.
Right. You know, we mentioned this, and look at it. Deuce Robinson's another one, right?
Visiting September 10th, by the way, official visit Alabama weekend.
Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. It's the top tight end in the country, by the way, out of Arizona, thought to be leaning heavily towards USC at the moment. So I'm not trying to fake that this guy's going to all of a sudden commit to Texas, and neither are you. That's not what we're saying here. Okay. Just to be clear, we're trying to give you a sense of where we think Texas is going to recruit, and swinging for the fences certainly means you're going to strike out sometimes
right.
too, you know, there's a hit and miss value there. But that's where this thing is going under Steve Sarkisian, given that there are now at 17 verbal commitments. They still have a couple more. They may two or three more they may grab here in the next week that have been, you know, on the precipice of making a decision. You know, what does that all mean to you, Jerry? Like, is this textbook what teams that get off to these kind of hot starts do? and land a prospect like Arch Manning and Jonte Cook and Derek Williams and all those linemen? What is it? What is this? Is this normal in your thought process?
Not normal at all, because like we've been saying for since last Thursday. Oh wow, is that a week ago today? Jeez, it is. Arch committed 3 hours and 5 minutes from now a week ago. How about that? No, this is different because of his reach. I mean, it's just a diff. This is a different type of momentum. This is a prospect that we haven't seen in a long time that has that type of reach, that has that type of ID value with the family. So no, it's not different. And I'll say this, you know, Jonte Cook was a really big commitment for Texas. Because if you remember last year, Bobby Taylor was a strong voice on social media for Texas A&M. And Bobby Taylor was a top 200 to 300 prospect in the country. Well, Jonte Cook is that times 10 because he's a top 35 prospect in the country. And he's the same personality. And he works with Margin Hooks in Dallas. And he is he may be a Pied Piper type of guy in the DFW area for younger recruits. He is that type of personality, that type of voice. He plays at a marquee school in DeSoto. He plays in the big games. He plays in the TV games. He's a productive player, and he's a top 35 kid in the country. That is a really big recruitment for Texas to win and get him in even before July 1st. A lot of people thought that was going to be Friday was commitment day. Well, he didn't want to wait that long. So you now have not only the name Arch Manning, but now you have the Pied Piper in the Dallas area, Jonte Cook. And look, those guys, you know, you can tell who they're zeroed in on right now. Anthony Hill, Sadir Mitchell, Darian Gillette. It's pretty easy to see on social media who they're really going after. And I think that also gives you a pretty good glimpse of who Texas really is trying to get in the boat sooner than maybe the timelines suggested here in recent weeks.
That plus, here's another one that you reported on, as well as Justin Wells yesterday. Colton Vosick, the defensive end out of Westlake, we thought probably headed out of state. Yeah. And now we circle back to this, and it looks like it's, according to Justin and you, it's down to two schools, Texas and Oregon.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting about that recruitment is there's no doubt Justin would say the same thing I would say, you know, that I'm going to say. Look, everything we were hearing is he wanted to get away. Colton wanted Vosick on 300 edge prospect, defensive end, wanted to get away for college, wanted to experience something different than Austin, Texas. Well, now you get to a situation where Arch Manning is contacting him. Connor Robertson, former teammate, right? Ethan Burke, former teammate. His father played at Texas. The mother obviously is would be very happy if her son stayed close to home. And now there's a easy to see reason to stay close to home. And that doesn't mean Texas is going to get Vosick. At the end of the day, he may just want to do something different. But I will say I've gone from about a 25% chance to at least a 50-50 chance in the last 24 hours.
I got you. So you think that was one of those that was on the outside. And now, given the fact that Texas has this momentum, he sees more of a reason that Texas is going to get back to where it wants to be.
Yeah, I do. And I think it's ultimately will still come down to whether he just wants to get away or not. Look, I mean, we talked about the Arch Manning decision, everything that went into that. And at the end of the day, Arch Manning had the pick where he wanted to be a college student and the path he wanted to go and the trail he wanted to blaze. And that's where Colton Vosick is right now. If he's been leaning to getting away from home and doing something different, we'll see if he continues with that or if Texas has this level of momentum to where he sits down and says, you know what, I don't need to leave home. Everything I want is going to be right here.
In that DFW area, did you mention Malik Muhammad or
I did not. You look, and that's okay. That's a great point, Bobby, because Texas has a chance to have two Pied Pipers if they beat out A&M for Muhammad, because Muhammad has the same personality as Jonte Cook, and he is at a school that is loaded with talent. And that is a big – that's another huge recruitment now. Look, as much as we talked about last year, A&M having all the momentum in the Houston area, right, and the impact that had with Bryce Anderson getting in the boat early and some of the guys, Connor Wiegman, some of those guys that came in that class, if Texas wins out for Muhammad here in the next couple of weeks and you put Muhammad and Jonte Cook's voices out there, that's not anything A&M or Oklahoma wants to see. I promise you that.
Got it. Other names, guys that I'm just looking at here, McCall Harrison Pilot. We haven't, you know, came back from, he's another guy that's, I don't know if he's on commitment watch or what you would call it. We keep saying he's going to make a decision in the fall, but that could be a situation where that happens sooner. Cedric Baxter, the running back down in Orlando that you talked with this week, he's set a decision date for August 10th, and he says he's not taking any more visits. Is that accurate?
Yeah, Cedric Baxter says he's not going to be on any more campuses until he makes the decision. We'll see. Look, that's a long time away. That last weekend in July, you know, everybody's going to be fighting to get him there. I think the relationship with Tashard Choice is huge in this recruitment. I just do. I think I underestimated it about 5-6 months ago, honestly, or whenever it was that Choice got the Texas. I'd underestimate. I knew they were close just because Georgia Tech was on the list and he had been to Georgia Tech. But I think I underestimated how strong a relationship that was. And then you throw Arch Manning into it, and the guy's taken two visits this summer to Texas. And there's some things that line up pretty positively for the Longhorns. You know, we've hit on Mikal Harrison Pilot. I think Jaden Chapman was a huge win in Syntax area. And I think Pilot would be another one. I mean, look, that's one. Texas has to win. It should, especially with Arch now, should win 70% of those battles.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So, you know, it comes down to there's three guys left. You won Chapman, Pilot, Great House, and Vosick. Let's say 67%. They need to win two of the last three. If you win three out of four, 75% of those battles on those kids that you really want out of Syntex, you've had a good run. Nobody ever gets 100%. Maybe Texas will with this momentum. But Harrison Pilot's a big one. Another kid with personality. Another kid's very likable to other top prospects, and a guy that, you know, obviously struck it up with Arch Manning on the official visit.
Jaden Chapman from Clean Harker Heights, Harrison Pilot out of Temple. You mentioned, let me ask you another guy, because this is someone you reported on late yesterday that has been an intriguing prospect for me from day one, and that's Terrence Green. Yeah. Out of Cy Woods. He's now expected. He's already made a couple of official visits now, went to Oregon, right? And Michigan State.
Weekend. Yeah.
And now he's scheduled for Texas late July. Is that correct?
Yeah. Last weekend in July. Look, and for Texas fans that aren't on Inside Texas, and I don't know why you wouldn't be at this point, but if you're just on the YouTube channel, hit subscribe and then come on over to Inside Texas. The July 27th, 8th weekend is going to be a huge visit weekend for Texas. And that D-line is going to be in the crosshairs that weekend because Terrence Green, who you said just made an official visit to Oregon, had Michigan State June 10th, I believe. He canceled USC on the 17th because he took an unofficial to Texas. And let's follow those timelines we've talked about and the clues, the visits, follow the visits. This will be a second visit to Texas this summer. And I think within a week or two after that, he'll make his decision. And I think Texas is a pretty good spot with Bo Davis and the close to home factor. The other D lineman on campus that weekend will be Marcus Deal, Jamarius Brown, who we've hit on already, and Tadarius Collins, a up and coming kind of fast rising 6'5", 250 pound edge D line, going to be a D line prospect out of Shreveport Woodlawn. He was at Baylor officially last weekend. So it's going to be D line weekend. Then you have the possibility of Caleb Downs coming in, the 5-star safety out of the Atlanta area. Although all roads lead to people wonder, hey, when is Arch Manning going to be on campus again? Well, all roads lead to that last weekend and September 10th weekend for the Alabama game. If Deuce Robinson's in town now, Arch hasn't come out and said he's going to be there those weekends. But if you, Bobby, we've been doing this a long time, so we know where this is headed.
Yeah, it's just, look, anybody doubting the momentum at this point just doesn't get it.
They don't get it.
It doesn't work that way. And if you've been around this as long as I have, and it makes me laugh. Some people kind of discount it that have been in this business for a long time. They're just placating the masses at this point because it's very real. Here's a question for you. Two real guys that we know get after the pass rusher, Darian Gillette and Braylon Shelby.
Yes.
Those guys have some quick twitch to them. Where is Texas at with those two?
Yeah, Shelby's is an interesting one because he was definitely a USC lean before the official visit to Texas last week. And I think that's flipped now. I think Texas answered all the questions as far as academics, life in Austin, outside of football, I think was big for him. And that doesn't mean, look, he's not a lock. I'm not saying he's a lock. He's going through the decision-making process because he really loves the West Coast in LA. He'd never been out there before his spring unofficial visit. Then he went out there for an official visit. And had the same thoughts coming out of that visit. But again, I think this momentum stuff is, like you said, real, Bobby. And I think Texas, the other thing Texas has going for him with Shelby is they've targeted him longer than most of the blue bloods and high major programs. They were on him early. PK Choate and the defensive staff was on him early. I think that's Brennan Marion school. They were through there twice in the spring, as much as they could be. And they have targeted him. So he doesn't have any doubt how valued he is by the Texas staff. And that's an important thing when it comes down to decision-making process. And I think it's very much the same with Darian Gillette, especially a kid who now has an injury and is reportedly not going to play his senior season. Those relationships are big. And staying close to home, I think, becomes bigger. And everything's magnified in Darian Gillette's recruitment, not to mention he's had really good unofficial and official visits to Texas. He's buddies with Samaje Burrell, and he's gotten to know some of the other guys, Anthony Hill, throughout the recruiting process. But I think you add that all up, and Texas is in a pretty good spot with Gillette.
You know, it's amazing to me. We mentioned all these names, a lot of big name players. I mean, these aren't just guys. These are big name players. I haven't even gotten to Hunter Osborne, Jalen Hale, Jaden Greathouse, those yes. guys. Texas still in the mix with all of those guys. I get the feeling that I don't know how it's all going to shake out.
Right.
I think that's why that's what we're going to be reporting on in the next several months, really, because I think this is going to play out for a while.
Yeah, I think it is too. And look, there's roughly, 20 guys in the On300 that we know of Texas is still recruiting, and they probably have 11, 12 spots realistically is what you're looking at. I mean, maybe they could push it. Could they push it to 30 maybe, Bobby? I don't know. I mean, possibly, but let's just say it's 28, 29. So half of those guys are going to get a shot at it. And timing is big. Like when we talked about that, the defensive line guys coming in that last weekend in July. So think about this, if Terrence Green's ready to make a decision before Marcus Deal could be out. If Jamarius Brown comes in that weekend as he's scheduled to do and loves it, wants to jump in the boat, and Hunter Osborne sticks with his August 25th, right around their time frame, Osborne could be out. And that's what it's really coming down to. And when you have this much momentum, you can squeeze guys. That's just part of the game. I mean, so you're really going to find out who the real top targets are when you see the squeezing of those guys happen, so to speak.
Well, I mean, I think that it's hard to squeeze players in this day and age period. So I agree with you a little bit, but here's the reality. It always seems to work out.
It does work out.
Yeah. You know what I mean by that? The guys that want to go, and the guys that don't. And that's typical. Like I say that, but I 9 times out of 10, that's the way it works. Right.
Yeah.
Hey Jerry, Texas number 2 in the class recruiting rankings. Notre Dame getting ready to get a bunch of commitments. I think they may re-jump Texas here in a little bit. But, you know, Texas already, with the commitments they have, based on what I can figure out, they're already at a level. If they were to just finish with these 17 players, they'd already be the 12th ranked class of last year.
Right. No doubt. There's no doubt. And look, and here's the thing, too, to remember is,
they wouldn't have to add a single person. They'd still be ranked 12.
And here's the thing. I think some of these guys, look, and on 3, just think about us as far as that goes with team classes. We haven't expanded our 5 stars out. We take a slower approach to that because we think the problem in the industry is ranking too many kids 5 stars and then getting boxed in and not dropping those kids to 4-star prospects. So my point is we have a big rankings overhaul coming. That's going to play into the class rankings too. There's a lot of things that are going to play into this. And like you said, Texas right now, if they didn't sign anybody else, I think it's a top 12 class, maybe even right about 10 or 11.
Yeah, it's amazing to me just how quickly they got off the off of it. Like you said, 1 week ago today, they were at 7 commitments. Week later, they're at 17. All right, Jerry, I know you got to get going. Thank you for taking the time. I know that people enjoy hearing from you. We tried every, you know, with all the recruiting commitments going on, sometimes you need to take a step back and kind of really survey the landscape, so to speak. And I think you helped us do that today with your time. So I really appreciate that.
You got it, Bobby. We'll talk to you tomorrow, I'm sure.
All right. Have a good one, Jerry. All right. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. That's been this episode of On Texas Football.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.